Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Voluntary climbing closure in June at Devil's Tower. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The month of June holds spiritual and cultural significance for the tribes closely associated with Devil's Tower. The 1995 Devil's Tower National Monument Climbing Management Plan established a voluntary closure for all climbing routes on the tower out of respect for the cultural activities of Native Americans. The voluntary climbing closure has been implemented each June since 1996. As a result, the average number of climbers that choose not to climb during June has seen an 85% reduction, according to the press release from the Devil's Tower National Monument Park Rangers. The National Park Service appreciates the efforts of those climbers who observe the closure. The Access Fund, a nonprofit organization that maintains access to climbing areas and protects the climbing environment, fully supports the June voluntary closure. Most climbing guides who operate in the park do not bring clients to the tower during this time. In June, we asked climbers to consider tribal perspectives and ask them to climb at many other climbing sites in the region, such as the Mount Rushmore Needles, Custer State Park, Spearfish Canyon in South Dakota, Ten Sleep Canyon, and Tongue River Canyon in Wyoming. The tower boasts a rich and colorful climbing history that dates back to the late 1800s when it was first scaled by two local ranchers using a wooden ladder. Climbers from all over the world consider Bear Lodge or Devil's Tower to be a unique and premier climbing area. Approximately 4,500 climbers come here each year. It is sometimes assumed that climbing damages the rock, but contemporary climbing methods have little impact on the tower. The 1995 Climbing Management Plan provides direction for managing climbing activity in order to protect natural and cultural resources on and around the tower. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.